And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. This evening, there will be a reading given by the creative writing graduate students at UL Lafayette. This is their weekly Thursday night reading series. From 7 until 9, Ali Cortez and Dan Calhoun will be reading at Poets on Johnston Street. And opening to the general public this evening, the play The North Plan by playwright Jason Wells. The play opens in Burke Hall Theater. It's a production of the Performing Arts Department here at UL Lafayette. The play is directed by Carl Granieri, who is a professor in the department. It will run through this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings, and there will be two matinees at 2, one on Saturday and one on Sunday. For further information, you can go to the Performing Arts Department website or stop by their Facebook page. And running this weekend at the Hive in downtown Lafayette, the play Love, Loss, and What I Wore. Those are a collection of stories put together by Nora and Delia Efron. It features not only the actors each evening, but a member of the community who changes each night, who does one of the monologues. That will run tonight, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7:30. They do have a Facebook page and an Eventbrite page. Tomorrow, on Friday, the Alliance Française begins their beginner class for parents of immersion students, and you can find out more by going to their website. Axe Theater in Lake Charles continues its run of The Miracle Worker this weekend at 1 Reed Street Theater, Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday at 3 o'clock. The Abbey Players will conclude their run of Death by Design this weekend. There will be performances Friday and Saturday evening at the Abbey Players Theater in Abbeville. In Lake Charles, the Louisiana Choral Foundation presents an evening with Andrew Lloyd Webber this Friday, tomorrow evening. You can find out more by going to their website. And in Bro Bridge, at there will be a special mask-making workshop at the Tesh Center for the Arts. I think they have a couple places left. There will be one class at 9 in the morning and one at 1 o'clock. It's a mask-making class for children to make their own Mardi Gras masks. Jackie Miller, a well-known mask maker from IOTA, will be leading the mask-making classes. If you would like your child to take a Mardi Gras mask class in Bro Bridge at the Tesh Center for the Arts, you can call the Tesh Center. They do have a website and a Facebook page, and you can contact them that way, or you can call at 205-2279, or again, find the Tesh Center for the Arts. At Vermilionville, there will be one in a series, Healing Traditions in Acadiana, this Saturday. It's called Old Ways Meet New Ideas, and it's led by medicinal ethnobotanist Mandy Wagner. That starts at 11 in the morning in Vermilion's Performance Center. And this coming Monday, there will be a performance by classical and electrical guitarist Pierre Bibeau. He'll be visiting UL Lafayette. It's his first U.S. tour, and he'll be in concert on the UL campus Monday the 20th, 7:30 in Burke Hall Theater. It's open to everyone in the public. For further information, you can go to the School of Music website. And next week, celebrating Black History Month at the Gaines Center, there will be a special discussion called Her Space, Her Place, Lasting Influences of Black Female Narration, Tuesday, February 21st at 6 o'clock in the Gaines Center, which is on the third floor of Dupre Library on the UL campus. The featured speakers will be Dr. Mona Lisa Soloy of Dillard University and Dr. Joe Davis McGallagher from UL Lafayette, and they'll be discussing the impact, the literary impact of black female authors. There will be an architectural installation designed and built by the National Organization of Minority Architecture Students here at UL Lafayette. For more information, you can contact the Gaines Center here at the university. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can also listen to audio on demand of all of our locally produced programs. And we hope you'll be with us this afternoon and evening. We're with Fresh Air from 6 to 7. At 7, it's La Vianera. At 8, from the Shamrock Shore. Franco Mix at 9. Earthbeat at 10. And at 11, we have two half-hour programs, Lost in Love and Je Savais Pas. In a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.
Hi, friends. This is Pearson Cross, the host of Bayou DeBellway on KRVS, reminding you that if you missed my talk this week with Louisiana Commissioner of Education Joseph Rallo, tune in this Saturday at 5:30 to hear everything you missed. Commissioner Rallo and I talk about his career in higher education management, the challenges facing higher education in Louisiana, the biggest issues, including budget cuts, TOPS, and getting students graduated. We talk about all the boards and everything that makes Louisiana distinct from other states. Listen in and get the inside scoop on Louisiana Commissioner of Higher Education Joseph Rallo this Saturday at 5:30 on Bayou de Beltway on KRVS.
That's Bayou de Beltway Wednesdays and Saturdays, or download the podcast anytime at krvs.org. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.